Bo Bennett begins year to success with a simple insistence. Success is not a one-size-fits-all trophy. It is personal, multidimensional, and worth defining for yourself before you pursue it. Right away, he borrows a modern framework, the PERMA model from positive psychology, to ask a deeper question than how can I make money? He invites you to think about positive emotion, engagement, relationships, achievement, and meaning or purpose. These dimensions become the scaffolding for the entire program. If you chase someone else's idea of success, you will at best mimic them and at worst exhaust yourself. Better to write your own definitions, consciously, in vivid detail, and then organize your days around them. That opening thesis flows naturally into Bennett's central insistence that mindset is primary. Your internal state, attitude, enthusiasm, persistence, and the quiet discipline to choose is the engine that will move external conditions. A positive mental attitude, or PMA, is not mere sunny platitude. It is a practice of looking for opportunities, reinterpreting setbacks, and directing your attention away from limiting language toward generative questions. He suggests concrete shifts. Replace "I can't do it" with "how can it be done?" Swap "someday" for a specific date. Banish "I have to" in favor of "I choose to," so your language aligns with deliberate choice and you reclaim agency. Those tiny verbal edits solidify larger cognitive changes because, as Bennett reminds us repeatedly, words shape thought. Perseverance is perhaps the most consistent refrain in the book. Bennett makes the bold claim that if you could reduce how to succeed to a single word, it would be perseverance, persistent determination. He teases apart persistence, determination, and perseverance, then gives practical evidence and stories. Walter P. Chrysler, who disassembled and reassembled his first automobile repeatedly while others thought him maddened, is a model. Repetition was not insanity, but a learning loop. Edison's thousands of attempts, Rowling's early rejections before Harry Potter, and many other examples show that the distance between failure and success is often time and gritty persistence. Failure ceases to be an existential verdict when you treat it as data, not destiny. Bennett insists you stop saying "I failed" and start saying "this attempt failed," a linguistic pivot that helps you keep moving. To make persistence effective, you need clarity. The book drills into specificity as a multiplier of action. A general purpose, "I'm here to serve my family," or "I want to help others," is fine as an orientation, but success accelerates when you craft a specific purpose, a present tense, sensory-rich mission statement that reads like what your life already looks like. Bennett invokes Steve Martin's comic search for a special purpose in The Jerk to emphasize that people who wait for a perfect revelation rarely get anywhere. He recommends writing your specific purpose as if it's already happening. "I am a commander in the Air Force, leading over 100 soldiers," and visualizing it repeatedly. Visualizations program your subconscious to accept new possibilities. He folds this into goal tactics. Write goals down, make them measurable, visualize them in the present tense, and break them into daily action steps. If clarity is the map, specificity is the railway that speeds you toward the destination. Time mastery is treated as a moral and strategic imperative. Time is finite. Mastery multiplies capacity. Bennett treats standard time management techniques and then goes beyond them to what he calls time mastery. Delegating tasks, batching similar tasks to reduce friction, overlapping activities, listen to audiobooks while commuting or exercising, and reclaiming an extra hour a day by slightly changing sleep and morning rituals. The image of an extra 365 hours a year is not romantic fluff. It is a call to forge ahead on purpose-driven work. Delegation is reframed not as indulgence but as leverage. Hire assistants, outsource what you can, and invest your unique time where it yields the most return. He emphasizes exercise and rest as productivity multipliers. Fitness lowers stress, sharpens attention, and extends longevity. Therefore, health is not a luxury, but an operational necessity for success. Communication and influence are practical arts, and Bennett devotes many lessons to them because your ideas are only as powerful as your ability to transmit them. Remembering names is treated as a door opener to trust. He breaks down memory into encoding and decoding, explains why names slip away, and provides techniques. Listen closely, repeat the name immediately in conversation, and use visual or associative anchors. Small habits like catching names and using them sincerely build rapport and broaden networks. He also warns against exaggeration and absolutist words like "always" and "never," which poison credibility. He teaches the PEG system for numbers, one of the book's tangible memory tools, mapping digits to consonant sounds. For example, 1 is TD, 2 is N, 3 is M, 4 is R, 5 is L, 6 is CHSHJ, 7 is KG, 8 is FV, 9 is PB, 0 is SZ, and converting numeric strings into vivid images. That method, coupled with visualization, makes phone numbers, PINs, and statistics retrievable in a pinch. Sales is demystified. Bennett insists that everyone is a salesperson. Parents sell values to children, teachers sell knowledge to students, professionals sell competence, and you are always marketing yourself. Great sales, he says, are not manipulation but graceful persuasion. The ethical salesperson frames offers as win-win situations and listens to the customer's needs. This flows naturally into negotiation. There are no true long-term winners in zero-sum deals. He gives a charming example negotiating bedtime dessert with his 4-year-old daughter to show how win-win negotiation looks in the everyday. Both parent and child come away satisfied because the exchange met mutual needs. The lesson is evergreen. Seek reciprocal gain. Avoid exploiting the other side, because resentment and short-lived victories will erode future opportunities. Bennett treats the subconscious mind as both the source of limitations and the engine of transformation. He makes a clear distinction between conscious and subconscious processes. Conscious thought reasons, plans, and judges. The subconscious absorbs imagery, metaphors, and repetitions, and runs 24/7. Advertisers know this and speak to it. Beer commercials associate a product with fun, success, and sex, not by logic but by picture and feeling. You can harness this power. Feed your subconscious with present tense written statements, visualizations, and repeated affirmations. Create an environment, words, images, habits, in which the subconscious begins to work for you instead of against you. Repetition, spaced practice, and positive imagery reprogram limiting beliefs. Make your desk, your phone background, your morning routine reflect the person you intend to become. Bennett's practical toolbox is full of memory techniques, demonstration stories, and step-by-step action steps. For example, he articulates the separate the performance from the performer principle. When you or others do something poorly, attack the action, not the person. Name-calling kills self-esteem. Instead, use constructive criticism that focuses on behavior and learning. Responding rather than reacting is another practical habit he pressures you to develop. Reacting is immediate and often emotional. Responding carries thought. He advises training yourself. Pause, breathe, reframe, so your default is response. Martial arts students learn this kind of control. You can practice it in small daily irritations and make it automatic, a new level of self-mastery. Stories of successful people punctuate the program as models and reminders. Henry Ford's famous aphorism, "If you think you can do it, or think you can't, you're right," is used to demonstrate the power of belief. Bill Gates's admonition that unhappy customers are a source of learning. Oprah's recovery from a difficult past into a life of influence. J.K. Rowling's low times and eventual triumph. Arnold Schwarzenegger's goal-driven climb from bodybuilding to Hollywood and political office. These narratives are not celebrity worship so much as instructive maps. Bennett mines their experiences for specific lessons. Gates reminds you to learn from complaints. Rowling shows the value of relentless output in the face of rejection. Oprah models personal reinvention. Schwarzenegger embodies precise goals and muscle memory applied to life choices. Attitude and enthusiasm receive special attention. Enthusiasm is not mere excitement, it is the God within, the energizing sense that animates persistence and convinces others to follow. He distinguishes enthusiasm from passing emotion by its rootedness in vision and desire. You can cultivate it by replaying scenes in which you felt that fire, by using body language, and by leading with passion in conversations. Humor, too, is a social accelerant. Well-placed humor increases likability, eases tension, and keeps audiences engaged. But humor must be chosen carefully. Jokes that connect to your audience, funny stories grounded in truth, an observational comedy that humanizes rather than offends. The author also confronts common psychological saboteurs, fear of success, the seductive lie that it's lonely at the top, and the myth that success requires cutting ethical corners. He methodically dismantles these beliefs. Being successful can bring responsibility, it can expand your obligations, but also your ability to hire help and build systems. Resentment from some quarters is unavoidable. But the worth of success is personal and not subject to universal approval. He also examines the busyness trap. People confuse frantic motion with forward movement. time mastery, strategic delegation, and the habit of writing things down free cognitive bandwidth for purposeful action. Practical habits for daily life receive attention alongside lofty ideals. Bennett advocates recording ideas immediately, either with pen and paper or a digital recorder, because inspiration often arrives in inconvenient moments. He recommends gratitude lists to counter entitlement and the hedonic treadmill. Gratitude rewires focus toward what's working, building psychological resilience. He frames trying new things with a cautionary note. Experiment broadly, but only when the choice aligns with your goals. The pain and pleasure principle is explained as a lever for behavior change. Flip the balance so that the pain of a bad habit and the pleasure of a new habit are salient and strong. To stop biting nails, you must make the pain of continuing bigger or the pleasure of changing more immediate. That's the same mechanism behind major life adjustments. Money and wealth are treated as tools, not moral indictments. Bennett tackles questions like, is it right to make so much money, by reframing income as a vehicle for influence and responsibility. He walks through basic financial behaviors, saving, getting a raise, investing in systems, and the idea of the money machine, systems you build that generate income with less direct input. Business systems, marketing, and customer service are practical extensions of his ethos. Solve others' problems, be relentless about quality, prove dependability, and network. Networking is framed as sincere interest in other people. Remember names, ask good questions, and look for ways to serve. Everyone has 24 hours rings through his time mastery and delegation advice. Success is rarely a function of calendar hours as it is of priorities. Health and lifestyle design are threaded into the argument because success is unsustainable without energy and longevity. Fitness basics get a chapter. You do not need to be a bodybuilder, but a routine that raises energy, reduces stress, and sharpens cognition pays dividends. Bennett's own abstinence from cigarettes, drugs, alcohol, and even coffee is used to explain a commitment to natural highs, pursuits, achievements, relationships, and healthy routines that sustain mood and avoid the tolerance and lows of chemical crutches. Living the high life, in his phrase, is living intentionally and without substances that erode long-term capacity. Leadership, negotiation, and ethics surface as interdependent skills. Leadership is less about charisma and more about lifting others, mentoring, and imagining one step ahead. Negotiation is always a search for a durable agreement that increases mutual utility. Integrity is non-negotiable. You don't win long-term by cutting moral corners. Dependability, the subject of money chapters, and stories about Warren Buffett and Ray Kroc underscore the economic value of character. Give people reasons to trust you, and your business will compound because trust is a capital asset. Bennett's voice is practical, sometimes wry, often encouraging, and always oriented toward action. He peppers lessons with small, testable action steps. Write down your general life purpose, commit to avoiding I have to, practice repeating a person's name immediately upon hearing it, write a daily to-do list, get a small notebook or recorder, or try getting up an hour earlier to see what it feels like. These micro changes are the bricks of durable habit formation. Memory, subconscious programming, and cognitive tools reappear near the end as the glue of all of the above. The PEG system and visualization are not mere parlor tricks. They are ways to keep commitments, recall goals, and make your mental environment fertile for success. Visualization is more than daydreaming. When you vividly rehearse your desired future, the subconscious begins to bias perception and behavior toward it. Repetition reinforces these changes. The subconscious cannot reason in syllogisms. It responds to images, emotions, and sensory detail. Feed it well. As the book winds toward its closing advice, Bennett returns to the metaphor of the journey. Success is a lifestyle, shaped by daily practice and lifelong learning. The final chapters emphasize initiative, mentorship, reading people, finding talent, and the ability to handle mistakes gracefully. He celebrates incremental improvement and the cumulative power of get better every day. The last advice is practical and humane. Position yourself for success by aligning your daily life with your specific purpose. Maintain a positive and responsive internal state, tend to relationships with gratitude and service, and view failure as learning rather than punishment. If there is a single through line from the first day to the last, it is this. Success is a deliberate project that starts with clarity, is sustained by attitude and perseverance, is polished by communication and systems, and is made human by health, relationships, and meaning. Bennett's book is less a get-rich-quick manual and more a daily scaffolding for a life worth living. He supplies techniques, the PEG system, name memory tactics, time batching, delegation, visualization, along with mindset disciplines like PMA, separating performance from performer, and responding versus reacting. He uses biographical vignettes from Henry Ford to Elon Musk to Oprah to make the lessons credible, not as idols to worship, but as proof that the principles work across eras and industries. Ultimately, Year to Success is a program in living with intention. It asks you to define success in terms that connect to your emotions, your engagement, the people you love, your achievements, and the purpose that pulls you forward. It encourages concrete habits. Write things down, practice gratitude, rehearse your purpose in the present tense, get one more hour a day, and insists that persistence, more than brilliance, is the truest predictor of long-term results. If you adopt a few of these practices, choose deliberately, speak precisely, protect your time, program your subconscious, and persist when most people would quit, you will not merely change what you do. You will change who you are. That change, Bennett argues, is the real success.